With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are back with the Roy West Show here on News Talk 560 KLVI. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always go to iHeartRadio app and download that app and listen to this show or any of our shows in their entirety. And you can go to the Apple Podcast app and Android Podcast app as well. So we make it super easy for you. And I have with me one of my favorite guests, Stephen Hudnall, on the show, and he is with Lamar Institute of Technology, and he heads up their real estate school out there, and he's also a local realtor. So, Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Roy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and talking real estate is always fun, and, you know, in today's world, real estate markets are hot, so it's an attractive time for people to be interested. And many people are, you know, I think things at school are going well. And so tell people what they can expect if they get with LIT and also what sets y'all apart, because I know there's several things that do.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of things going for us, at least, you know, what we believe we've built here is a really great program. Like you said, there's a lot of opportunities that you can go through to get your education to get your real estate license. What we have here at LIT is it's a fully accredited college program where you're going to come through our program and you'll either get a certificate or an associate's degree in real estate. You know, you will graduate with us and actually have a degree that right. You can hang on your wall. And it's fully online. But like I said, we've built something really, really great that sets us apart. You know, there's a lot of other schools, and I'm not trying to downgrade any other schools out there, because I believe education is a beautiful thing. But we really focus on our students to make sure that they're really learning the things to not only just pass a state licensing exam, but we really want our students to have a career in real estate.
Well, and one thing that you said is really important is oftentimes when people are thinking about getting into real estate, they'll look at their education options. And there, what y'all have goes above and beyond what you would need just to sit for the state test. And
yes,
but it's also designed to help you succeed as a realtor, because oftentimes as a mortgage lender and working with a lot of realtors, you know, a lot of people, and you know this, get in the real estate business without experience and without enough education to be successful. And right. they get upset that they failed, and really they didn't have much of a chance of succeeding because they just had the basics to pass a test, but there's so much more to it. Right. And it's like any other business that you're a part of, you need to understand the business component of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people, and again, these other schools that you can go through and you can get your education in, you know, just a matter of a couple of weeks. Our program is not like that. We're not a, you know, come in, zip through this and get your education. It's going to take you some time, but we believe that time, like you said, is going to help you be better prepared to have a career in real estate, where you're going to learn what you need to pass that test. And we're going to provide you with some skills that's going to help you really stand out as a future real estate professional.
Well, and also the additional classes you provide, because if you get in real estate, you also have to, customer service becomes really important, and letting your client have a good experience and understand what's happening, and for you to be able to see around those corners a little bit. And if you don't have any experience and you hadn't been educated on what's around those corners, you're going to be like a deer in the headlights, just like the client is when some things happen. And, you know, and you're not going to get referrals that way, and it's going to be really hard to be successful. So although you might be able to rush through an online course in 2 or 3 weeks, you know, that's not getting you educated to be successful. And many of the local real estate agents that are real successful went through the LIT program at one time because they understood the value of it.
Right. Right. Yeah. We've, this program has been around for a long time. I am a graduate of the program as well. And then lots of other great names here in Southeast Texas who've gone through this program. So it's been around for a long time. And what we've been trying to do is just keep it modern, keep it moving forward, but still holding those same quality standards, that we've held for so many years.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, explain to people, you know, a little bit about the different courses, and we don't have to get too far in the weeds, but so that they, and also an expectation in terms of time. And I do realize that there are people that can go through it a lot quicker because they may, you know, it depends on whether you have a job, it, you know, it depends on how much bandwidth you have as well.
Right. Right. But, yeah. So, you know, we offer all of the courses that are required by the Texas Real Estate Commission for licensing. So that's going to be your principles of real estate, your law of agency, all those required courses. We offer all of those. But we also offer some additional real estate courses. So that's just going to be another benefit there that you can get extra education. Like you said before, we go above and beyond what the state requires. So we're going to teach you other things that are not just your bare minimum requirements. We want you to learn, you know, one thing that we've added to our certificate is an appraisal course, because that's not required by the state of Texas. But if you're going to be selling real estate, you need to have an understanding of what creates value and how that value is represented. So we believe that that course is just a huge benefit to a future real estate professional. So again, we're getting you into these extra courses so that you can have a well-rounded real estate education. As far as time goes, our program is 100% online, you're going to have access to me as your instructor. You have somebody that's there to help you along, but you're also being able to communicate with the other students in the course as well. So there's a great component there that makes it as if it's a face-to-face course while you're able to do it without ever setting foot on campus. Time-wise, it can be completed really in as little as 9 months for the certificate. We're working on shortening that and trying to create a faster pace for that. Associate's degree, obviously, that's a 2-year degree. So
right, and there's other courses out there that are required for the associate degree that help you in terms of being a successful business person. Because if you get into real estate, you know, oftentimes it's whether you're a plumber, electrician, a carpenter or whatever, you may be really good at your trade, but when you go out to start your own business, people don't succeed because they don't understand how to be successful in business and how to manage their business to ensure success. And I know y'all do a great job with that. And also y'all help people develop relationships within the local real estate community, as well as within the class, and you, who is also a successful realtor here in Southeast Texas. Because, you know, because we're in the business, but when people get into it, there are so many layers to real estate. And as an agent, you're helping somebody sell their house or buy a house, but you have to be pretty informed of the process and what that's going to look like to set expectations correctly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, this is a real estate show, you know, it's like building a house. You have to have the right foundation. And you know, when you get those bare minimum requirements that Trek says, okay, you are prepared with a license, but you know, getting that associate's degree is going to give you some accounting background, because if you're going to run a business, you need to kind of have, you know, I know people are not real excited about accounting, unless you're an accountant, but you know, you need to have that foundation. We're going to give you other business classes again that are going to help build that foundation so that you can build a structure that's going to last a long time. Any home that doesn't have a good foundation doesn't last. So if we're going to build a career that's going to last, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, you need to have the right foundation. And that's what we want to give to our students.
Well, and Stephen, you know, I did mention that you're a successful realtor here in town. And that's another important component, because you understand the market. You are in real estate. You are in transactions. So you can remind people, you know, because character, integrity, honesty, it all matters so much in the real estate business. Because, you know, when people are buying their homes, you know, that's a very emotional purchase. So in the mortgage business,
absolutely,
we remind our team every day that there's no normal in a mortgage, because you know, it's an exciting and yet stressful time for people.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, that's one of the things I love about, you know, this business. I love real estate. I love talking about it. And then being able to bring those real world examples into the classroom. You know, I record lectures and things like that. I interact with my students still. So being able to bring that real world application, say, you know, if you're talking about, you know, mortgages or whatever, we can bring the real world application in and say, look, I just had this happen to me. So if it happened to me, it's going to happen to you in your future career. Right. So that, it just really helps, I guess, ground the program and makes it relatable.
Well, and if somebody, you know, real estate can, you can make an excellent income, but it requires commitment, it requires professionalism, and it requires the education to be successful. Right. And, you know, we're fortunate to have LIT right here in our backyard. And I know you don't have to be in our backyard to take the courses here, but there is some relevance from the standpoint of the local component and local personalities involved. How do people get more information about the courses? Because here we are right at the beginning of December, and I assume courses are going to be starting back up in January.
Yes, sir. So we will, we're already full fledged in registration mode. So we can get you registered for classes now. Classes will start on January the 18th. So it's again, right around the corner. If you need more information, you can feel free to give me a call or even shoot me a text at 409-313-0934. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Repeat that one more time. So for those that weren't catching it the first time.
That's 409-313-0934.
All right. We've got about 45 seconds, but, you know, folks, real estate, if you're looking at it as a career, you need to look at getting a solid education so that you can, it can prepare you for success as opposed to just getting in the business. And I know Stephen does a great job of training future realtors to be successful realtors in the future. And when you look at the number of realtors, there's a lot that don't end up being successful. And it's because most of the time they don't have the training. Stephen, thank you so much for being on the show. And I hope you have a happy holidays. And I know that the school will continue to thrive and do well.
Thank you, sir.
We are back with the Roy West Show here on News Talk 560 KLVI. And I have with me Casey Harris, and she is the manager of victim services for Mothers Against Drunk Driving here in Southeast Texas. Welcome back to the show, Casey.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Well, and you wear multiple hats because you were on recently because you're a volunteer at Junior League, but this is your daytime job. And I'm sure that there's very few people out there, if anybody, that hadn't heard about Mothers Against Drunk Driving. But can you give a little bit of history of where it came from?
Absolutely. Mothers Against Drunk Driving was formed in May of 1980 around a mom's kitchen table in California 4 days after her baby girl was killed by a drunk driver. It was at that time that she realized that the intoxicated driver would likely see no jail time for killing her daughter, and she wanted to make a difference. So since that time, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has formed into a huge national organization. It was actually founded as Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and in 1984, we changed the name to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It's not against the person, it's against the action.
I got you. Mm-hmm. So I probably just said it wrong.
No, you said it correctly.
Okay. Well, and how long have you been with them?
So I have been employed with MAD for 3 years, but I came to MAD in 2011 after my brother was killed by a drunk driver. So I received their services as a victim. I morphed into a volunteer and later came on staff as a victim advocate.
Well, tell us a little bit about, and I'm sorry, certainly about the loss of your brother. And, and we were talking a little bit before we got on air because the criminal justice system, they do their best, but there's voids in certain places. And certainly when it comes to victims, oftentimes, and family members and that type of thing, you know, there's not a lot of resources for. But for those, like what you described, having lost a brother, you understand the pain of that. And so it becomes a support network, too, for those that are going through that type of struggle.
Absolutely. MAD has so many resources for victims of drunk and drug driving. We serve victims that have lost a loved one, and we also serve people that have been injured by intoxicated drivers. We provide peer support. We can link them up with someone else that's already gone through that same journey that they're going through, whether they're injured or they lost a loved one. We provide court accompaniment. We work with them through the court system. We advocate for them. We have events. We support law enforcement. So we do a law enforcement recognition event every year, and we do a 5K walk every year. So we allow, you know, victims in the community can come out and show support to end this, you know, tragic loss. We have support groups. I mean, anything and everything that a family needs as they begin this journey, we do that. A lot of advocacy groups, they work with the victim through the criminal justice system, and that's not what we do. We have victims that have been involved with MAD for 15, 20 years, and they're here. So.
Right, right. Well, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving is a 501c3. It's a charitable organization. So this is something that's not a part of the government. And so y'all have to do fundraising as well so that you can, you know, help provide these services and coordinating all these services that y'all are providing.
Yes, we do. We are. We do a lot of fundraising. Our law enforcement recognition event is a fundraiser. We do a MAD walk. We call it Walk Like MAD. We just wrapped that up last weekend. We do that every year as a fundraiser. We do get grants from local organizations, and everything that's given in our area stays right locally in our area to make sure that, you know, we're working hardest to put an end to drunk driving in our own backyard.
Well, and here this is airing on December 5th. And what's relevant about that is the holiday season. You know, it's an exciting season, you know, and there's a lot of parties and office parties and neighborhood parties. And then you got New Year's Eve right after that. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to be drinking more alcohol than they traditionally drink and then get behind the wheel, which is a terrible thing. And this y'all also want to remind people, and y'all have campaigns, if I'm not mistaken, remind people you don't want to be drinking and driving, and about designated drivers, because, you know, obviously there could be multiple victims. I mean, you know, somebody that gets intoxicated, you know, they were intent that when they went out that night wasn't to do harm to somebody, but when they do, there's all kinds of consequences all the way to their family and their lives as well. So it's just better if you can guard against it and avoid it altogether.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about it, the average DWI costs anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, you know, with your court fees, or if you get a probation, attorney fees, interlocked, and, you know, put that in perspective to how much it costs to get an Uber or Lyft or rideshare. I teach classes to first time DWI offenders, and I say, you know, it's like, you don't want to call anyone and wake them up, you know, when you're somewhere out intoxicated, but after you get arrested, you don't care what time it is, you're calling anyone you can. So I urge everyone to put the urgency on getting home instead of waiting until it's too late and you've gotten a DWI or you've gotten in a crash. You know, make that the same urgency. I think it's really important to figure out how you're getting home before you take that first drink of alcohol. Make sure you have a non-drinking driver to bring you home.
Well, and it's gotten even, you know, as we were talking about, it started in 1980, and, you know, in the 80s, 90s, well, shoot, for 30 years, there wasn't anything like Uber. I mean, we had taxis, but in places like Beaumont, you know, it's even hard to get a taxi. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of rideshare, that's gotten popular everywhere. And so you have a lot better options. And I think many times people would, you know, certainly exercise that. I know I have five kids, and when they were growing up in their 20s, that would be something they'd plan. They'd either have a designated driver, or they wouldn't take a car out, and they would just Uber to wherever they were going so they could Uber back, which I was always, you know, not that I condoned any drinking too much, but, you know, if you're going to do it, plan ahead that if it happens, that you're not going to find yourself in a spot where you feel like, well, I got to drive and I know I can, I'm safe. And which, you know, everybody that ends up getting arrested for drunk driving or causing damage to somebody, they're thinking the same thing all the way up until the end, I guess.
Absolutely, they are. They never think it'll happen to them. But yes, it's so easy not to drink and drive now because rideshare is right there. It's so available and so easy to use. It's everybody has their cell phones out, you know, and you just type it in. I was teaching a class in Orange and somebody said, oh, it's too expensive. And I asked them how much their DWI costs and they told me how many thousands of dollars. And right in the class, I put in Uber. I said, so were you in Beaumont? And they're telling me they were at. I was like, oh, it would have been $35, you know, in comparison to all that money you've spent. So it just makes sense.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, how can, if people are interested in volunteering or if they've been a victim and they want to, or, you know, they have questions about the services that you have, or they want to give money, how do they go about doing that? We've got about a minute and 15 seconds left.
Okay, perfect. So you can always call the office at 409-832-5704. And I will be glad to get your information, give you whatever information you need. You can find us on our website, www.mad.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
And that gives you information to all of the MAD offices throughout the country, because we are a national organization. And we're always looking for volunteers. And a lot of people, they get in crashes and they're like, MAD never reached out to me. And make sure that if you know someone, they have to reach out to us. We are here to offer support to anyone that needs it, but please give us a call. If you know someone that needs us, let us know.
Well, Casey, I appreciate what you do. And I certainly understand the value of the organization. And as I was telling you earlier, I was involved in law enforcement in the 80s and I saw the impact MAD had on the court system to improve the laws and make it more stringent. But we're about out of time here. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
We are back with the Roy West Show here on News Talk 560 KLVI. And if you miss any part of the show, download the free iHeartRadio app and you can stream it wherever you are. And you can go back and listen to this show or any of the other shows in their entirety. And I have with me Allison Smith, and she is with LifeShare Blood Center. And welcome back to the show, Allison.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And as this airs, we're right after Thanksgiving here. But the holiday season, it's obviously an exciting time of year, and people start they got a lot going on. They've got parties and buying gifts and all that, but the need for blood does not go away.
No, sir. And actually right now there is a nationwide blood shortage, unfortunately, still. I looked at the inventory this morning and we actually have no O positives on our shelves right now. We have no A's or B's, and we have less than a day on the O negs and some other types. But yes, it is pretty scary. I know people usually get in the giving spirit around the holiday, so we're hoping that that happens. We have cute t-shirts right now for Thanksgiving, and we have things coming up that hopefully we'll get more people out there to donate.
Well, I'm sure people will show up. And oftentimes, I think they just need to be reminded to get out and show up, because we got to give where we live. Because oftentimes, people are under the misconception that that blood is just used when people are in accidents, but that's just not the case.
No, sir. Mostly cancer patients and heart patients, and in mamas that deliver babies. Actually, in the last 3 months, personal friends of mine had their kids had babies, and both girls needed blood transfusions because they lost blood after giving birth. So you don't think about that, but it is, it's still, a, it's a thing. It happens. We have to have blood for so many things. Burn victims. We can't make it.
Right.
I was at Bridge City High School yesterday, and I was telling the kids that because they were like, I'm scared. I was like, I know, but you're saving a life. And it changed their mind just to hear those little words that they're changing, that they're saving lives.
Well, and I think too, with COVID, it just, you know, it kind of took people out of routines for those that had routines of giving. And, but y'all also have regular blood drives. I know y'all have a great presence on social media, but, we always like to remind people too, that if you're a part of an organization, there's lots of ways you can give.
Yes. Definitely needing companies to reach out to us to host blood drives. We have lost a lot of accounts, due to just different reasons, higher up plants, you know, the attendance is down too. In a lot of places, a lot of people are working remote. So, we definitely need businesses to reach out to us here. They just call 409-838-5289. You ask for an account manager. There's three of us. Any of us can help to put on a blood drive. We can bring a bus or do a setup. And we provide all the posters. We provide mostly everything. All we need is just somebody to get people signed up to donate blood.
Right, because y'all, and having had y'all come out before for with our business, I know y'all do a great job and you make it easy. And there's, you know, there's no cost. And also for the business, it's showing that you're willing to give back to the community and get, because this is not something, you know, oftentimes we'll see, like when there's a terrible accident, you know, there'll be a call for blood. People will go give blood for, you know, in the name of a certain person, which is great. But, you know, there's the need all the time. And certainly, with all that's gone on with COVID, I think it's just created more apprehension for some people.
Yes. And people are scared, you know, people are scared to come into groups, but we mask, we sanitize after every donor. We're still doing that. We were doing that before COVID, you know, and gloves and all the proper things that we're supposed to do here in the medical field. We definitely need though people to realize that and it's great when people come out after an accident, don't get me wrong, but that blood needs to be there first, you know? So if we could keep our blood banks full, we wouldn't have to have emergencies many times.
And people may not realize, but having done these interviews before, that blood stays local for the most part.
Yes.
And because it's also hard to get blood from other places as well. So it becomes,
sometimes we have
challenging
to export.
Both ways.
Yes, sometimes we have to export from, and we've had to export to blood banks. We all end up working together, but yes, LiveShare gives to the hospitals in our area. So it's, you know, we supply the blood here in Texas, this side of Texas and Southwest Louisiana.
Right, and I know that y'all are able to go into public schools. Kids in high school can learn the value of giving blood, as you were talking about with Bridge City.
Yes, and we had a good day yesterday at Bridge City High School. We did, like, you have to be at least 16 with your parents' permission. 17 and up, you don't have to have your parents' permission. And to me, if you start them out that young, then they can just make it a habit for the rest of their lives. I'm doing that personally with my son. He's already done it twice, and he turned 16 in May. So he's learning.
Nice. Well, and so, you know, if you're a business, y'all will come set up if they have a conference room in that room, or y'all can bring your bus, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, we can do both, whichever accommodates the business. We can do both, bring the bus or set up. We have everything. All they need to do is just provide the room and provide donors.
Well, and I hate to bring this up, but this is something that I hear from time to time. You know, people sometimes think, well, what can happen to me if I'm giving blood? And there's not a downside, right?
No. I mean, you know, there is rarely where you feel lightheaded, you know, there is. And a lot of times that's usually the first time you donate, or you don't eat You've got to eat. You got to eat. You got to be hydrated. So prepare your body, you know, that you're going to donate blood. Now, if you're a donor all the time and you know you don't have reactions, then you know how your body does. But yes, definitely. But though, there's nothing to it. Honestly, it's good for you. It's good for your body to make new blood.
Well, and I know having been there and donated plasma before as well, that, you know, y'all have snacks there, y'all have drinks. You know, if you're going in there, I know with plasma that takes a little bit longer, there's TVs to watch or movies to watch. So, you know, y'all make it as effortless as possible with the reminder that, hey, you know, the only way, if our loved ones show up there or us, we certainly want those blood products available.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, like I said, all you have to do is just look on our LiveShare webpage or Facebook page. So many people look at Facebook now.
Right.
And it will give you a list of where we'll be that day, mobile drives. And of course, we're always here at the center on Laurel. So, you know, Monday through Saturday.
And that location, for people that don't know, what's that address on Laurel?
That is, hang on, I went blank. Hang on. It's 4305 Laurel Avenue. It's right behind the Market Basket.
And the hours are?
So today we are here. Thursdays we're till 6 o'clock. Okay. Tomorrow is 3, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is still 5. Fridays are 3. Saturdays are also 3. Yes.
Well,
and sometimes we're open on Sundays. It just depends what's going on.
Well, and like you say, if people look for LifeShare Blood Center, on Facebook, y'all are always advertising where your mobile units are out and about. And most days they are out and about somewhere. So it's easy to give. And, but, you know, really, if you're part of an organization, part of a church, a business, any kind of association, it's, you know, suggested at the next meeting that y'all do this, because it is showing that you care about your community. And that y'all want to give back. And, you know, the only way to remind people is to constantly bring it up for them.
Right. Exactly. Yes, definitely. It should be part of, I think, an HR, like when you sign up for your open enrollment for insurance. I think most companies add that to that. That's just my opinion. But I think
it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate all that you do. We're coming up on time, and I got to do a little spot to remind folks that I just do this 1 hour a week. The other 167, we're doing loans at the Roy West team of Guild Mortgage. So if you need a home loan, give us a call there at 866-1901. And folks, give blood.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our host of Blood Drive, Allison, thank you so much for being on the show, and I'll be talking to you soon.
We are back with the Roy West Show here on News Talk 560 KLVI, and we always have the best guest. And this is December 12th is coming up, and we've got a big event happening here in Old Town of Beaumont, Texas. The Oaks Historic District, McFadden Ward House, and the Chambers House are all having events on the same day to make it super easy for everybody. And I'm going to talk to Jennifer first with the Oaks Historic District, who, because y'all are beginning the earliest that day, I believe.
We are, yes. So we will be offering an open house tour Sunday, December 12th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 and children under 12 enter for free. But it's just a great opportunity for a girls' day out, you know, a date night, families to come out and get to see these historic homes in their full holiday glory. So we're really excited to be partnering with McFadden Ward House and Chambers House because they really are the gems of our neighborhood. And so we're excited to offer such a great event for the holidays.
Well, and that's awesome. So this is something y'all done in the past, if I'm not correct. I don't know that all three of y'all have come together on the same day, but the Oaks Historic District has in the past offered these tours on the holidays, which, you know, it helps get in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. It's been actually a couple of decades since we've offered a holiday home tour. So we're excited to bring it back. You know, anytime you talk to someone who doesn't live in the neighborhood, they always say, oh, I love driving past and seeing those old homes. And so this is your opportunity to open that door and step in and really get to see inside of them. So we're excited to be able to offer that to people.
And these are private homes that people have just agreed to decorate and have people come in, which, and it shows you how old I am, because I've done that tour before and I would have never guessed it was that long ago, but time has a way of flying. So, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad it's back. And Kara, I'll jump over to you next. The McFadden Ward House. Tell people a little bit about that. Give a little bit of history there, so that people that may be new to Southeast Texas and unfamiliar with it can hear more about it.
Absolutely. So the McFadden Ward House was built in 1906, and the McFadden family lived here up until the 80s. Their daughter, Mamie Ward, was the last person to live in the home, and she loved her home so much that she wanted to share it with the community. So it became a museum after she passed away. And so we're able to showcase how Southeast Texas has changed throughout the years, and also how it stayed the same using the original furnishings and objects in the home. So we offer tours, and we also offer several programs such as our lectures, and then of course our open house. So we're glad to be able to partner with Oaks Historic District and the Beaumont Heritage Society for this event.
Well, and y'all make changes to the McFadden Ward House seasonally as well, right?
Right. So we have different interpretations. So this Christmas is actually going to be a fun one. It's 1920s themed. So we're calling it a rip-roaring Yuletide. So it'll be really fun. I don't want to give away too much, but on the first floor, when people come and visit, they will see some textiles, some dresses that the women would have worn, and also get to see some fun Christmas surprises as well.
Well, how long were the McFaddens and the Ward family did occupy the house?
So from 1906 is when they first moved in. And then throughout the years, Mamie would have been the last person to live in the home. And she lived there until 1982. So over 70 years. So that's a lot of memories in that home. And we try to stay true to their legacy as well.
Well, and they were an important part of Beaumont, and certainly the Spindletop era. And, and that home was quite an innovation when it was built back in 1906. Wasn't much like it in the world, I don't think.
No, they had plumbing, which would have been quite a bit of a great piece of technology at that time as well.
Something we all take for granted now.
Yes.
Boy, have we made strides.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to jump over to Shelby here. And Shelby, at the Chambers House. Now, I remember my mother-in-law, Merle Booker, actually had helped go through that back. And so I went in it whenever they kind of took over and started sorting through everything. So that's also a gem right here in the community.
It sure is. And they were instrumental in us getting this home restored. The Chambers House Museum was built in 1907, but purchased by the Chambers family in 1914, where C. Homer and Edith Fuller Chambers moved in with their two daughters, Ruth, who was 11, and Florence, who was 16 months at the time. And the daughters, save for going to college, lived in the home their entire life. Florence lived in the home up until 2002, when it was then dedicated with the C. Homer and Edith Fuller Chambers Foundation Trust to be restored to its former glory. And we're so excited to be partnering both with the McFadden Ward House and the Oaks Historic District. For this Christmas, 5:30 to 7:30, the home will be decorated with all of the family's Christmas decorations that they kept throughout the years. We have, much like McFadden Ward, a near full family collection.
Well, and even though those homes were built about the same time, they're certainly different when you go into them and what you experience, but it also takes you back to, because the sisters that lived there really didn't do updating to speak of?
There was one remodel on the home done in 1924. And aside from that, the home stayed just as it always had. It's a really, really special home. And when you step inside, it gives you a very intimate view of what life was like in Beaumont in its heyday, when it was the thing to live along Calder Street.
Right. Right. Well, as both these houses are, so people that aren't familiar with them yet, they can certainly, they've driven by there if they're unaware that they have. And the McFadden Ward, I'm going to jump back to Kara for a second, because y'all have a big visitor center in front as well.
Right, we do. So we not only have our tours, but we also are bringing back educational events for kiddos up to adults, and our famous lecture series that people love that we offer monthly. So we're always offering something new, and we're really excited to welcome people back to the home 5:30 to 7:30 to get to see a little bit of what life would have looked like in the 1920s with McFadden's.
That's awesome. And Jennifer, I'm going to jump back to you. We got about 30 seconds. How do people go about getting the tickets, if you don't mind sharing that again?
Yeah, of course. People can visit our website, oakshistoricdistrict.org. They can also visit our Facebook page, and we're selling tickets online through Eventbrite. And then the wonderful McFadden Ward House and Beaumont Heritage Society are also helping us out selling in-person tickets at their locations. And they both have signs out front, so it tells people when they can stop by to buy those tickets in person. And we'll be selling tickets the day of at the door.
Thank you so much. And thank y'all so much. Look forward to seeing y'all on December 12th.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We are back with the Roy West Show here on News Talk 560 KLVI. And remember, if you missed any part of this show, you can always download the free iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to this show or any other show in its entirety. They're podcasted on the iHeart Network and also on Apple Podcasts and Android Podcasts. We make it super easy for you. This week, guest, the first segment was Stephen Hudnall. He is a realtor, and he is also over the Lamar Institute of Technology Real Estate School. And you can go and get a two-year degree in real estate at LIT. And give him a call. It's a great career, and it's a great way to have success in the real estate business, because it's a lot more than just getting licensed. Our second guest was Casey Harris. She's a victim advocates manager for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And she works here in Southeast Texas, and the money they raise stays here. And they provide assistance to people that were injured in drunk driving accidents, that were the victims or the family members of those that lost loved ones. And then we had Allison Smith with LifeShare Blood Center talking about the need for everybody that is able to give blood. And certainly this holiday season, there's a shortage, so it's really important. And then we had the Oaks Historic District, home for the holidays, with the McFadden Ward House and the Chambers House on December 12th. They're all having events. You can check it out on Facebook, and also Oaks Historic District or the McFadden Ward House. It's going to be a great day. And folks, I like to remind people, I just do this 1 hour a week. The other 167 hours, we're doing home loans at the Roy West team, a Guild Mortgage. We do all types of home loans, first homes, second homes, investment property. Give us a call or go to our website at roywestteam.com. Until we talk again, God bless you all.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.